I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to Sports Talk here on the Big 870 WWL. Mike DeTillo along with Charlie Long. The Cajun Cannon Bobby Hebert is headed out to California, and he'll be starting his reports there for us tomorrow in the 4 o'clock hour. So we'll get Cannon's take, even though the practices are from 6 to 8 hour time. But we'll get Cannon's preview of the practice sessions of what's going to happen out in California starting tomorrow as he's headed there for the rest of the week. Charlie, certainly injury news that's happening. We'll get to the Saints, but certainly across the NFL with Jordan Love having surgery, starting quarterback for the Packers on his left thumb. He injured it in preseason. And hey, look, you know, for some of the guys, they feel as though they have to play. They sort of focused in on playing in the preseason. He got in there, banged up his thumb, and now he's going to have surgery. All reports are that Jordan Love will be available for the opening game, and they play the Detroit Lions week one. So that's at least good news for the Packers, but it is his non-throwing left thumb. But still, man, you grabbing and grasping that football and, you know, doing those sort of things. And Love could take off run with it at times, too. So, man, you know, it's the yin and the yang of wanting to play in preseason.
Right.
And it's difficult because for some guys, they feel as though they have to get those sessions in. They want to get it, man. And then the thought of the injury and it happened to Love this past weekend.
But Love is going to be fine by all accounts, Mike. It sounds like he's done with the preseason action, which makes a lot of sense. But he's supposedly going to be good for next week. You know, they're hoping to have him back for the regular season, as you mentioned, that opener against the Lions as premium football. But yeah, Love should be okay for the start of the season. And then we got a bunch of updates from the Saints. So, Mike, I'll let you kind of go one by one here.
Yeah, and also, too, Matt Stafford, we talked about it last night, too. Again, misses practice today. Listen, the serious level in Stan Verrett, you know, and I were talking about this last night along with Bobby at the Silver Slipper Casino. You know, you start to – the level now of concern starts to really get a little bit higher because of the fact that back – anybody who's had a back injury before understands that it don't just get better. And it acts up in weather and everything else. And sometimes how you twist or even to pick up a pin or anything that falls, it could mess you up with that. And so that's concerning for a lot of Rams fans, but you're right about it. Will Clapp, well, we talked about it a little bit last night. Looks as though he's going to miss some time, with the injury. And, they brought him in to be the veteran guy to back up Eric McCoy in case something happened. Charlie, he's going to miss some time here, but I will say this, and I said it yesterday to start the show, and I did it Monday morning with Tommy, that Torricelli Simpkins, who they brought in, and I watched him at South Carolina. He played both center and guard there, and he was from North Carolina Central. That's how he started his college career. Man, I thought he did a pretty solid job overall because he was supposed to come in as the guard. He's going to be the backup guard, and I think the plans were to play him at center later in the game. It was, hey, kid, get in there. And you know what? Man, I give him a lot of credit. There were some mistakes with him, but, man, he did a solid job and mentally knew what to do on every play. And I think that's important for an undrafted free agent.
Received rave reviews from his head coach and rookie quarterback as well. Tyler Shuck and Kellen Moore had great things to say about him after the game, which, I mean, you're thrust into that position. That is a tough spot to be in if you're Torricelli Simpkins because, like we mentioned, Will Clapp going down on the first play and then he actually comes out after the second play. That is really, really – you're kind of just in the spotlight, so to speak. But as you mentioned, Mike, he played pretty well alongside some other offensive linemen. I know we'll talk with Deuce here in just a little bit. You talked about it yesterday – Kelvin Banks in his debut looked really, really solid. I think
I like what I saw of him.
I did too.
His footwork.
Go ahead.
His body balance, his ability to thrust those arms out quickly, and it's in unison with his feet. Now he's got some technique work because that's like that with every rookie. There's some technical skills you have to refine. But all this silliness of they kicking him inside the left guard, we talked about it on Drive. You picked him to be your left tackle, not your left guard. And he showed up really well, but from the technique standpoint. And I was impressed with his footwork, his body balance, his control, his ability to sink his knees and get into that defensive lineman. He did that really well.
Agreed 1,000%, Mike. And if people want to go take a look at the reps, it's all on Twitter. It's on social media. You can go see for yourself, but it was a very, very strong debut. I know PFF and some folks feel one way or the other about PFF. They gave him a very strong grade via the limited snaps that he actually played in his preseason debut. Very, very strong start, though, for someone like Kelvin Banks Jr., who the Saints are obviously going to have to rely heavily upon in his rookie campaign at left tackle. But I was impressed. And then the other updates, injury-wise, Mike, Bub Means, apparently it's an ankle issue for him.
He's
had those in the past, but... it's supposedly going to be a few weeks that he's going to miss. And then the good news about Trevor Penning that the Saints got today, Ian Rappaport had this from NFL Network, that it's a very minor foot issue and that he's going to miss a few weeks, but he should be fine. So probably have seen the last of Trevor Penning in preseason action if I had to project, Mike. But at the same time, at least it's not something severe, which a lot of people were worried about when that car came out and his shoes were off and everything like that. It is not super severe for someone like Trevor Penning.
And he's had foot injuries in the past.
Yes.
Just like Bub has with the ankle. You hate to see it happen over and over, but boy, once it starts like that for a player, it doesn't end, Charlie. I hate to say it, but it's a continual process. We come back, we'll be joined by Deuce McAllister out in California, and he'll give us his take on what happened this past weekend and also what he's looking forward to this coming weekend as the Saints play the Jacksonville Jaguars. We'll be back with more sports talk here on the Big 870 WWL right after this break.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870 WWL, Mike Dettigge along with Charlie Long. And we're going to go to our Oakland Heart Jewelers talking text line from California. We got on with us Deuce McAllister, color analyst for All Saints games. You can hear him here on the Big 870 WWL. And our Odyssey Sports Training Camp coverage is brought to you by Geico. Switch and save. Get more with Geico. Deuce, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon.
Oh, no problem at all. Glad to be on with you guys.
Deuce, before we get into what you saw this past Sunday and what you're looking to see this past weekend, I got to ask you about one player in particular, and that's Velus Jones. And we've seen this, it's intermediate, man, he flashes it. Great speed, acceleration out into the open field. Sometimes I think he doesn't hit the hole right as a runner, and you can maybe understand that a little bit because he's really played a lot more receiver than he's ever played halfback before in his life. But you being a former running back, what you see from Velus Jones?
Well, Mike, even before we go to that, and I don't know how much you and Charlie have talked about it, but just the injuries and some of the news that we started to get today on some of the injuries, and you know, Trevor Penning will miss a couple weeks with that foot injury, and looks like Will Clapp is going to be out for the year with his foot injury, and Bud Means is going to be out a couple weeks with I think it's an ankle injury.
Yes.
And so those were kind of some of the major ones that were of concern for the Saints, and kind of got some of that information today. You hate it for guys. I know Will had, you know, he was happy to be back home. I saw him often during the off season and excited about the opportunity. And you know, how about this? If Eric McCoy is in those couple of plays, obviously Will is not in the game. Maybe the injury doesn't happen, but you know, we don't know, how things kind of shake out. But I hate that for Will. And obviously Trevor moving inside to guard, he and Banks were working really well on that one side. I know did get the holding call, but, for the most part, he had done really well. You hate that he's not going to be able to get the actual reps over the next couple of weeks, but the Saints did dodge a big one, and man, you just hate it for Bud. He's Mike Haas brought it up. Same arena, same dome that he had got hurt in last year. Same place. And so, man, that's just tough luck for a young man that high hopes for him. And so, hopefully, it's something that he can overcome and be able to get back out there on the field and give the team a bigger body receiver. And we'll just kind of see. But going back to the question as far as what you were asking, and Velus, I tell you one thing about it, he you can see the burst. You can see it immediately. And yeah, he's got some things to work on as far as the nuances of being a running back and understand when to hit it and when to bend it and just getting my shoulder pads down. But for me right now, what I want to see from him, I want to get him the ball in space. I want to get him the ball in space and allow him to just say, hey, you've got to check here, and then you've got to end up here. And once you're there, if he's one-on-one with a guy, if it's a little guy, you run over him. It's a big guy, I'm going to give him one move, and I'm going to get up the field. And so I think that they may have found a little something with him. Like you said, he's still learning. But I want to get him in space and, just be able to use his speed.
Yeah, no question about it. What you brought up about Will Clapp, Charlie and I had spoke about it, in the first segment, and you feel bad for guys who get hurt, and I the news we even with Jordan Love. Okay, he wants to play in a preseason game. He wants to get timing down with his receivers, and then bang, you hurt your thumb. It's not the throwing thumb, but it's still the other one, and hopefully he'll be ready for game one against Detroit. But with Will going down, what surprised me was I kind of thought that Torricelli Simpkins, his play would come mostly at guard, and then later in the game, Simpkins would move to the center spot. Okay, he plays center. Man, he was okay, kid, after the second play. Hey, get in there. You're the center. Deuce, I'll be honest with you. Okay, he's going to make mistakes. But I was impressed at how he handled it. He was very poised. You could see he knew what he was doing out on the field. And this is a guy who's played both center and guard at South Carolina. But, you're in a regular season, or say as close to you getting to a regular season game as you can in a preseason game. And I don't think he was scheduled to play center first. I think it was more guard. And it was hey, guard. Kid, get in there and play.
Yeah, it was going to be guard. It was going to be guard where he was going to go, and then it was going to be center. And, the guy that probably, like we said, we hate it for Will, but Lemieux, Shane, is the guy that probably, I don't want to say benefits the most, because now he's slotted probably for more opportunity, which it probably would not have been that way if Will Clapp doesn't get hurt. And so now Shane Lemieux, who obviously the scouts and the scouting department are familiar with, but you got to think, who Jari knows who he is, but the new coaches, they don't really know. I mean, but now he's got a chance to come in and kind of show that he can play center and play guard. But man, the rookie coming into this situation, probably making the practice squad was probably, if you're being realistic, that was his, where he was more than likely going to wind up. He's probably going to end up making his team.
Yeah, I would think so.
He's probably going to end up making his team. And so I thought probably the first series, or maybe even the first two series, the game is so fast and it's just moving and I've got to make the calls. Mike, how many times do you think he went with the ones in practice?
None.
Exactly.
None.
So now this is who's out here making the calls, and he's looking like, I got Trevor to my right. I got, I got Caesar to my right. I got Trevor to my left, and I'm looking, and, this linebacker's moving around, and man, it's a lot. And it's not, you know, the center is the one that's making the call. He gives the line calls to the guys, and now the quarterback can bump it and change it, but he's got to identify the mic. And so I thought he did well. And, you know, hopefully the game slows down for him. And, you know, if he's thrown into the fire to be able to go out there and do it again, I can go out there with some confidence and do my job.
One thing about him, Deuce, he's a big body center. Okay, you don't see a lot of guys that size playing the center position, okay? And I know he did kind of dual work with the Gamecocks, and they had a lot of injuries along their offensive line. He had to, but you don't see a lot of 6'5", 320-pound centers in this league.
No, not at all. And I think, you know, the question becomes, okay, can you actually pull him now? You know, are you going to be pulling that center just because he is so big? And I think he, you know, he can have nimble feet. But the one thing that if I'm a back and now we can run a ton of duo, we can run a ton of, you know, I know that he is going to be able to cover up that nose if we ever get a zero technique in front of him. He can hold his own. It doesn't have to be position blocking for him. He's a guy that has enough girth and power to be able to move some guys.
One of the guys Bob brought up to me, he was like, Mike, tell me the story about Chris Rumpf. And so I went through the story with him, and I said, Bob, here's the crazy thing. I scouted his dad when he was a linebacker at South Carolina, but guess where he's at now? His dad's the defensive line coach at Clemson. And so he was like, come on, it can't be. I was like, no, I'm just telling you. His dad is the defensive line coach at Clemson today. But you see something in Rumpf. Man, his takeoff, his ability to get in the backfield, he tracks the ball really quickly, and he closes fast on the ball carrier. Your thoughts on watching him in practice and what you saw Sunday against the Chargers?
It was really cool. I got a chance after the game just to, you know, for him to interact with some of the individuals that work at the stadium. And they were like, you know, oh, I remember you. You were with us and now you left us. And he was like, no, I mean, it was business. You know, and he gets to be closer, I guess, to, you know, to home and to New Orleans, and, you know, just talked about coming back out in November. And, you know, but from a games perspective, you see the burst up the field, probably a little smaller than what we've had before as far as size, you know, from a defensive end standpoint. But I thought he did a really nice job, you know, and so you'll see those defensive end. We talk about the wide nine. You'll see them sometimes line up as wide as on the slot receiver out there like a defensive back. But then they'll start cheating in, and whether they're running a game or a loop or just trying to get upfield to make that tackle wide, I think that they do a really, really good job of that. And so for the ends that that we have now, whether you call them outside linebacker or defensive ends, whatever they may be, they've got to be versatile. And you've got to be able to cover the flat, be able to cover a back out of the backfield at times, and even, you know, drop to the middle of the field depending on what the coverage is. But, you know, at the end of the day, can't stop the run and get after the quarterback, probably can't play. He can do both of those.
Deuce, Mike and I talked a little bit about it in the first segment, that Kelvin Banks, you know, the former ninth overall pick from this past year's draft, makes his preseason debut. I know it's limited reps. He had 20 reps in the game, but still, it was a pretty strong debut, all things considered. And it's just kind of funny looking back on ahead of the draft. Mike and I talked a lot about this, that, you know, some of the analytics folks and the scouting people were saying that, oh, Kelvin Banks would be better suited at guard. They said the same thing about Will Campbell. These are two accomplished left tackles from big college programs like Texas and LSU, and Kelvin Banks looked the part of an NFL left tackle in his kind of limited debut action against the Chargers.
Yeah, the least amount that you're calling a name, the better that he's playing. So if I'm not calling his name for a mistake, that means he's playing pretty good. And so the competition will ramp up each week, you know, and I think that he has to expect that, and he has to expect that, hey, you know, I know that these are my strengths. This is what I have to work on, and this is what I have to get better at. And so I thought he played really well. Your assignment, like I said, will get a little tougher each week, and your job is to go out there and execute it. You know, like I said, the toughest part is he and Trevor won't be able to work together side by side just because Trevor is out the next couple of weeks. And I think that's probably why you saw them catch an extra series than, you know, Caesar had and even Fuaga had, just because, hey, the more communication, the more reps, the more that we can be one unit on the left side, the better the Saints team is going to be.
Deuce, with Trevor going down, would you expect Dylan Radins, who has seen work at that left guard position. I knew he played it with the Titans and doing work for the Titans network. He played a lot of left guard for them there. Would you expect that he may be kind of the next call to replace Trevor in the next couple games when that first unit's actually out there?
Yeah, I think so. But like I said, I don't know the staff well enough to actually, you know, say, or this is what they're thinking, this is what they like from a combination standpoint. You know, one guy that has been inside before, but this year he's played mostly tackle and he's been banged up, has been Landon Young. And so, you know, whether they slide him back in or keep him at tackle. And, you know, what's interesting is they've got some versatility right now, but as we know, as you get closer to that game, if Trevor is not able to play, I don't want that first week of practice to be the first time that he has the left guard next to him. And so you assume so, Mike, but we really will just have to wait and see over the next couple of days to try to get that answer or picture.
Deuce, entering preseason week one, something that Steve and I talked a lot about in the pregame show was the running back competition and who was going to really kind of take that RB2 role by the reins and make it theirs. And you know, you talked to Steve as well in the post game about Kendra Miller and the offensive line needs to create those holes for him to run through. But also during the broadcast, mentioning there were times where you got to kind of get your pad level a little bit lower if you're Kendra Miller. Just wanted to get your full evaluation of him because he really kind of did get those first team reps for the black and gold in that preseason opener.
Yeah, I thought he played okay. I mean, he can play better, you know, and really the biggest thing is, you know, they haven't tackled a ton, and I think that's where you tend to play high a little bit just because you're not getting hit in practice. And so same thing for blocking, offensive line, defensive line as well. You've got to get your shoulder pass down. You're too high. And that is really not only Saints, but probably a couple of other teams. And that's just because of how you practice. You know, you can't hit as much because you want to save guys and, you know, just some of the rules of the CBA, things that they don't allow you to do. But I thought that Kendra played well. You know, the biggest thing is, yes, you would love to see yards per carry up. You would love to see, a plus 10, plus 20 type yard carry. But at the end of the day, if you're doing your assignment, and then I know that you're picking up the blitz, then I'm pretty pleased. I'm pretty pleased with that opportunity. And the other thing that whether you're R2, R3, or even R4, running back 4 on this team, can you contribute on special teams? And I thought that he had a couple of opportunities on the return game where you had some pretty good returns. And so I would love for him to be able to say, okay, I'm going to be perfect. You know, when the grades come out, I don't want to be, if I had 100 plays, I don't want to be at 90 out of 100. I want to have 100, you know, and so you're trying to play the perfect game. It won't happen, but you've got to try to play the perfect game, not only on the field, but in your mind as well.
Deuce, final question for you. What are you expecting this week from both young quarterbacks and Spencer Rattler, Tyler Shuck? Again, I think it was a mixed bag. What I try to tell people a lot of times is offensive line play and wide receivers getting open, that touches the play of the quarterback. Guys got to get open downfield, and linemen got to block and give you some time to throw it. Tyler Shuck played better in this game than I thought he would play against the Chargers. I'm honest. I didn't expect that he would play as well as he did. I thought he did a nice job on the two-minute drill. And then Bob always talks about it. When you throw in that deep pass, how many times we see guys just rifle it down there, okay, and they miss? Just put some air under it and let the guy roll under it, and Tipton's got enough speed to do it. But what will you expect this weekend from both Spencer and also from Tyler Shuck?
I want them to go out and play the game. I don't want them to be playing to not to make a mistake. I think at times that's what the case has been. They're playing not to make a mistake. I understand that you're in a race. I understand that you're vying for the starting job. And so I want to see you kind of let go a little bit and go and play. Just go play the game. And, you know, mistakes are going to happen. You can't go out there and say, oh, I don't like that throw because it looks like he covered it, so I'm going to just check it down, or I'm going to throw it underneath, or I'm going to hold it a tad bit longer than you should. Hey, if I see it, I'm sure of the read. Let the ball go. Let it go and just trust what I see. Trust my preparation. And so the biggest thing for me, though, is go play. just go play. You're going to make mistakes. You're going to make mistakes. Just go and play, and hopefully you can learn from some of the mistakes that you've made as well. And, you know, from the quarterback throwing a deep ball, I don't need to know that you can throw it 80 yards. If it's incomplete, then you just threw it 80 yards. You know, throw the ball where a guy can have a chance to catch it. It doesn't matter if I'm throwing a back shoulder fade and my receiver never has a chance to catch it. It doesn't matter if I'm throwing a 40-yard go route and my receiver never has a chance to catch it. Give my receiver a chance to catch it. And so, you know, that's what I want to go out and, you know, just hopefully those guys play with a lot of confidence and in the plan and what they're doing, you know, and I like to see them stretch the field a little bit more, not just on some double move type plays, but, you know, I want to see some posts. I want to see some digs. I want to see some 15-yard, you know, outs or some throws like that. That's what I want to see.
Deuce, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. Always appreciate time and insights, and stay cool in California. And Abear's en route, so I'm just wanting to warn you.
when he gets in, I'll be asleep.
I got you. Thank you, Deuce. I appreciate it.
All right, no problem. Thank you.
All righty. Odyssey Sports training camp coverage is brought to you by Geico. Switch and save. Get more with Geico. We'll be back with more sports talk here on the Big 870 WWL right after this break.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, the easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870 WWL, Mike DeTeo along with Charlie Long. Want to tell everybody, we know you can't always listen to an entire show live. So Odyssey makes it real easy to listen to when you want, how you want. Listen to this show here on Sports Talk and WWL's Time Shifted podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Charlie, we got a caller, so let's go to him out in Slidell. Daryl?
Hey, how you doing there, Mike?
Hi, how you doing, bud? How you been?
Oh, pretty good. I'm from your hometown. I'm out of St. Charles Parish, actually.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you're real close. You're real close, yeah.
Yeah, I am. I've talked to you before. It's been a while.
Yeah, I got you. I hear you. Sometimes I don't see it a lot either, so I hear you.
I got a lot of friends, you know, and cousins and stuff, you know, they talked about the first game and they say, oh, the Saints don't have this, the Saints don't have that. I said, did you guys really see the game? I said, we had no starters in this game pretty much. I mean, you have no Jaheed, you didn't have any Chris Olave, no Alvin Kamara, you know, you had no defensive guys who's playing in this game. So it's way too early. It's preseason game number one. I remember back in 2006, the Saints was favored to win only five games and end up winning 10 games and winning the division. I always went to the Super Bowl. So can you tell the fan base to slow their roll? You know, it's not the end of the world yet. It's one preseason game. And, you know, we just got to get through these games. And, you know, you might get some luck. Maybe some teams might have some injuries. You know, we don't wish injuries on no team, but luck may come in your way. You might end up in the championship game again.
Write it on the chalkboard as many times as you can. Do not overreact to preseason results. Do not overreact to preseason results. Do not overreact to preseason results.
Here's my thing, and I learned this long ago. Richie Pettibone, former Tulane star, and he played in the NFL over a dozen years in the NFL, and then he became a coach. He was the defensive coordinator for the then Washington Redskins, and he was a head coach for 1 year. But Richie told me this, and he said, Mike, I'm going to tell you this, but it's not my line. It was George Halas's line, the Papa Bear. And he was like, preseason's the biggest mirage in the world. And he said, what I take out of preseason is individual play. You get to see your young players and how well they've developed during that training camp time. What they know mentally, all these guys can play. to a certain extent, but what do they know mentally? The one thing I think about the 2025 Saints that'll be better than the 2024 Saints, they'll be better on defense. I think that one thing with Brandon Staley, I was not an advocate of him as a head coach. I thought some of what he rolled through his head wasn't really good as a head coach. But I know one thing, he's a damn good coordinator, and he's going to get the most out of that talent. And there are going to be some guys that are on the roster today and even last year that won't be on this team this year. But I think that Saints defense is going to be better this year than it was a year ago. Now, offensively, because of what you've got at quarterback, with young quarterbacks, and how quickly that offensive line gels, I don't know. But, man, preseason is the biggest mirage in the world.
Yep.
Never forget, Jake DeLome tells me this. Man, we go to Super Bowl. I get caught by Brady and Vinatieri beats us late. And, man, the next year, man, we rolling in preseason, really looking good. And he said it didn't take long. What we thought we saw in preseason was not reality. It wasn't reality in the regular season. And he said we fell down a notch or notch and a half from the year before. So sometimes people get all upset because it's the first look and first time they see the Saints play or any other team play in preseason. There is some bit of truth to preseason, but most of it is a big mirage. What you want to get out of it is development of young players. That's what you want to see in preseason more than anything else that's out there.
Yeah, Mike.
Because eventually they're going to have to play.
You and Bobby had said it last night. Results in the preseason, scores, all that stuff does not matter one bit. This is tape for the coaches going up against competition that they can use in their evaluation process to not just determine, you know, who's going to make the 53-man roster, who's going to make the practice squad, who's part of this team for the future, who are some young players that they believe can continue to develop. It's all for them. It's all for the coaching staff, for the front office, or team building, roster building. That's all that matters from preseason football. And so don't overreact to anything that happens. As our caller had mentioned, a lot of players were missing for the Saints in this opener, as they should. They're established veteran players. They don't need to play in the preseason, which you always say, Mike, it's practice football and practice is for the unskilled.
Yeah, for a lot of them. Preseason, man, I don't want to play no preseason game. Man, let the young kid in there and play. I know how to play.
Right.
So it is some of those deals with it. We'll be back to finish it up here in hour number one of Sports Talk right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL. Finishing up here in hour number one of Sports Talk on the Big 870 WWL. I want to thank Deuce McAllister for joining us. When we come back, Scott Sanders will be on with us. And we've had Scott on so many times talking about LSU baseball, but this is about his son, Cam, getting a call up to the major leagues and getting the pitch for the Pirates. And, you know, his reactions as a dad, and, you know, you feel for him because he's more nervous than Cam was. We'll have Scott on with us. Also, Gary Smith covering the Tulane Green Wave. We'll be back with more Sports Talk here on the Big 870 WWL right after this news break.